From KJZZ's Fronteras Desk, our series, The Cost Behind a Migrant Crisis, continues this morning. In the last 2 years, more than 10,000 Central American child migrants have faced deportation proceedings without ever finding a lawyer to help them. Jude Jaffe Block reports thousands more children face the same fate despite government efforts to fund more free lawyers.
A new law client is arriving at the Office of Public Counsel, a Los Angeles legal services organization, for the very first time. The client is a 14-year-old girl from Guatemala who only speaks Spanish. She allowed us to sit in as long as we don't use her name. She wears Converse sneakers with her school uniform. Her dark hair is piled in a top knot, and occasionally she flashes a shy smile. She's here because she's one of the more than 60,000 unaccompanied children put in deportation proceedings after being caught at the border in the last 2 years. And up until now, she was on track to be among the 40% of those kids who never find a lawyer to represent them. The legal assistant asked the young girl, who's in middle school, if she knows the immigration court process. She nods.
The procedure is we have to show up to court. We can't miss it. And come with a lawyer to explain why we left our countries.
She says a relative in Guatemala was abusing her, so her family hired a smuggler so she could join her mother in L.A. She could be eligible for asylum or a special legal status for foreign kids who were abused or abandoned. But winning those cases is complex. After she showed up in court 3 times without a lawyer, the immigration judge told her she had to find one to come to her next hearing in the fall.
He said it's September. I have to come to court with a lawyer. Otherwise, my mom will have to represent me.
But her mother, who works as a nanny, doesn't know immigration law or speak much English. They couldn't afford to pay the thousands of dollars lawyers charge for these cases.
Nerviosa.
I felt nervous and scared because we hadn't found anyone who would help us.
The free legal service providers were all booked. Finally, after months of waiting, she made it off a long wait list to be represented by public counsel at no cost. It's one of the legal service organizations getting federal funds to do this work. Bobby Gregg of the Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement says there's a federal statute that requires her agency
to provide representation to children. To the extent practicable, I think is the word used, yes. To the extent practicable.
In the past, that meant giving kids a legal orientation and sometimes putting them in touch with volunteer lawyers. But 2 years ago, when the number of child migrants surged, the agency began a pilot to pay for direct legal services for a small portion of the kids. More recently,
we were able to, within the budget, build a direct representation program that would serve more children, but certainly not all of the children.
The $54 million program includes paying for lawyers for 8,000 kids this year. A few thousand more will be helped by other government initiatives. But more than 30,000 Central American kids have arrived since October. Judy London of Public Counsel, where the Guatemalan teenager is getting help, says it's still a lottery which kids get lawyers at no cost and which don't.
The problem is that every child deserves to have a fair immigration court proceeding, and that cannot happen without a lawyer.
Many of these cases are time sensitive, since the window for some legal arguments, like child abandonment, can expire when a child turns 18. Immigration court data show the majority of kids without lawyers wind up skipping court and are ordered deported.
Until every child is guaranteed legal representation, there will not be fairness, and essentially children will remain at extreme risk.
In fact, that's the argument a federal lawsuit in Seattle is making. Stephen Kang of the American Civil Liberties Union is suing the federal government on behalf of child migrants.
The core claim in our case is that you cannot, consistent with the Constitution, put children in immigration court where they have to face off against trained government prosecutors without also providing the children lawyers of their own.
The government has argued there's no legal obligation to provide these children lawyers at taxpayer expense, but a judge recently denied the government's efforts to dismiss the case, and a trial is set for September. Jude Jaffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.